You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Lynn Hayes Freeland. Happy New Year, Lynn. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk. Hope you had a great holiday season.
You know, Larry, I did. I was just telling Aaron that because I have four grandchildren, for me, the holidays come alive, especially Christmas, with grandchildren. So they've been bouncing off the walls for probably the last 4 weeks. And now the challenge is to bring them back down to real life. But yeah, it was a great holiday season. How about you?
Good. And I'm actually encouraged that Steeler win on Sunday night has kind of electrified the city. And so if people were maybe planning on being in the doldrums because if they're fans, the Steelers were done for the season, surprise, here we go. So that actually lifts the city's spirits.
I'll tell you what, Larry, it does lift the city's spirits, but it doesn't do a whole lot for cardiac folks. I felt like I was having a heart attack on Sunday night. Just the energy, the excitement when we got to the fourth quarter and, you know, a minute left to go. But it was awesome. It was amazing. I'll tell you, my grandson is a huge Steeler fan. When they won the game on Sunday night, he broke down and started to cry. It was amazing.
Well, you and I have been around town long enough to know that feeling. And it's been a while since the city felt like that. After the game, walking to the car, the fans, the excitement, the honking of the horns was reminiscent of the glory days. Let's put it that way.
Oh, absolutely. And I think we needed that. I think as a city, we needed that. I mean, the realities are the Steelers, if you look back historically, Larry, the Steelers is the one entity that always brought people together. In Pittsburgh, young, old, black, white, rich, poor, everyone could get around the Steelers. So I hope that's an energy that we can keep going for other things as well.
I think it dates back to the demise of the steel industry here and the fact that the Steelers and the team hadn't won for so many years. And when they started that run were four Super Bowls in six seasons, which, by the way, Super Bowl X is getting ready to celebrate their 50th anniversary with a program called Curtain Call, bringing back many of those players, including Mean Joe and a whole bunch of others. It's going to be an exciting time, but it gave the city a face at a time when the city was feeling overall down because of the steel industry.
Oh, absolutely. And it carries over until today. If I wear a Steeler jersey or Steeler shirt, any Steeler paraphernalia, and it tends to not matter where I am, what city I'm in, Steeler fans gravitate to me. They see the Steelers, they see Pittsburgh, and they share warm memories of that time period that you're talking about.
All right. We just talked to new mayor, the 62nd mayor of the city of Pittsburgh, Corey O'Connor. he started to lay out his vision for the city. It comes at a time when, tying in the Steelers and the NFL, the draft, the largest spectator event in the region's history is coming in April. So I think overall, a lot of things are looking up. Interested to hear your take, since you also knew his late father, Bob, who was mayor for just 9 months.
And you know what's funny, Larry, as you were talking to Corey, I really reflected on how long I've known Corey, way back before wife, before kids. I feel like I've known him since he was a little kid. I'm excited for what lays ahead of Pittsburgh, but I'm also a little bit concerned because there's only so much the mayor can do. There's only so much city council can do. I think that Pittsburgh as a whole has to join forces to make the city better. There's a lot of things that need to be done. And Corey kind of laid out his initial priorities. But guess what? If Pittsburghers don't buy into it, nothing happens.
And the former mayor now, Ed Gainey, took over at a very challenging time. Let's be honest, post-pandemic, and a lot of the issues that he inherited from a collective group of administrations, you know, are still resonating today. But how do you think Ed Gainey long-term will be looked at?
You know what? I think it's interesting, Larry, because I always feel like an elected official, you can't really determine their legacy until about 7 to 10 years after they leave office. I think that Ed had a lot of high points. I mean, good or bad, I think that the NFL draft coming to Pittsburgh is huge, and it has a domino effect. It's not just for those 4 days. It will have long-lasting impact. He did make some impact in the housing issue, but there's still so much to be done. And I think you're right. I mean, Ed Gainey came into office at a time that the city was troubled, and you can only expect so much from a mayor in a 4-year term. So I think that his legacy will probably end up being a lot more positive than people are right now reacting to it.
I think he tried passionately as a native of Pittsburgher Hill District to try to level the playing field. Is that fair?
Oh, more than fair. And I think that that's one of the reasons why a lot of people were anti-Ed Gainey. The realities are the playing field in Pittsburgh still needs to be leveled more. But Ed did his part. I mean, when you look at some of the appointments, some of the hirings, they were very positive in terms of equity. And I know that equity is not a big term right now. Diversity. A lot of folks aren't into it, but it still matters. And I think that Ed did a lot to bring equity, diversity, and inclusion to the city.
And that said, the region overall feels like we're pointed in the right direction.
I think so, Larry. I mean, I think about it. I was actually just kind of, you know, surfing the internet before I came on today. And it does frustrate me how some people just can't get that negativity out of their head. Honest to goodness, if I hear one more or read one more comment about bike lanes in the city of Pittsburgh, I think I'll scream. You know, it's like that is not the most important priority for the city of Pittsburgh.
That was Mayor Peduto's big thing, but, you know, it's had a lingering effect. You're right. But let's be honest, we have a innate right to moan in this town about a lot of stuff. We just do.
We do, but you know what, Larry? The other thing is Pittsburgh is not unique. Most of the issues that we're dealing with in Pittsburgh are being dealt with in every other major city. So I think that's the other thing. I think that we as a city or our elected officials maybe start looking at how some other cities are dealing with these, you know, very same issues, because I think there are answers out there. We just have to work harder to find them.
Lynn, good to catch up. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, have a good one.
Lynn Hayes Freeland, live from Atlanta, Georgia. Let's look ahead at our 8:30 report with Paul Rasmussen.
Larry, just about 30 minutes ago, we talked with the new mayor of Pittsburgh, and Corey O'Connor told us the first action he's going to take today is an executive order on permitting. Hear what he said about that and what's to come in 10 minutes on The Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio, KDKA.
Thank you, Paul. And she's making her way to the studio. In the meantime, I'm excited that also in studio is legendary Dr. Joseph Maroon, who's going to join us here.
Hi, Dr. J. Hello, I'm very well.
I didn't tell you what kind of doctor he is yet. Doc, say hello to Tamira Rush.
Hello, Tamira. Very good to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
And you'll find out why the good doctor is here.
Yes.
But in the meantime, what's trending tea?
New Year's resolutions. I'm done. Do you have any? Did you make any?
I wouldn't call it a resolution so much as what I want to gain this year. I have made a commitment to learn more about artificial intelligence and how it might help me do my job better.
Oh, awesome. I never do this at all, ever, because I know January 2nd, I'm just done. But what I am doing is I'm stretching myself. I'm
what do
going
you mean?
To do that.
Because you stretch lab, those new places?
No. Excuse me. I'm just going to stretch myself thin when it comes to like work and household chores and just do just a little bit more, stretch myself. Because sometimes we get complacent and we're okay with where we are. We just take an inch to
push
do a little bit more.
To yes. Be, yes. Well, Dr. Maroon is a legendary triathlete. Right, Doc?
I don't know about legendary, but I'm a triathlete, Larry.
Okay.
Right?
And
Ironman triathlons.
Yes. The main reason I've asked Dr. Maroon to join us this morning is to talk about things that you can do and what he's been working on for years about extending your life and being healthy.
Exactly. That's exactly what
I mean. Perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Absolutely. And I had no idea. I didn't even see the doctor in here, I guess, because I'm running
back.
Well,
you're busy working in the newsroom.
Busy working. But yeah, I mean, that's what people are talking about. Are you staying true to your New Year's resolutions? I mean, and some people, it's a challenge to do that. It really is, because you set yourself up, because you have, 365 days to figure out what you're going to do the next year, right? So you go into it hoping that you're going to make changes. And I think now, as I'm getting older, and I say, you know what? I'm going to just push myself a little bit more.
You look good for 30.
Okay, absolutely.
So I wish. The truth is, and Dr. Maroon wrote a book about, even as a surgeon at age 42, Doc, you kind of flatlined because you didn't have a balance in your life, right?
That's correct. No question about it.
And I think we don't do that anymore. As parents and not parents, and when your kids get older, you're used to the same things. You're used to the way your life used to be and how you used to run around and how you used to do everything. And that doesn't change. So I think now, and I sent a message to Melanie when she congratulated me on becoming Odyssey, champion
Wait a minute.
Of the month.
You're a two-time champion.
I'm a two-time champion. Absolutely.
So every month, Dr. Maroon, we select.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms. For more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's a small committee, kind of an employee of the month, and we call it our Odyssey, which is our five radio stations here, our Odyssey champion. And Tamira is a two-time champion, just received whatever mega gifts you get.
Yes.
I wouldn't know because I've never received it.
That means you have to try harder.
Okay.
I mean, hey. But anyway, Melanie congratulated me, and I said to her, I said, this is the year for us, especially as women, to just do more for us. I mean, you do. You have kids. You do everything, but you never take time for you. So I think that's the direction that I am going to move. I'm just stretch myself thin, come out my comfort zone a little bit more, and, you know, just be me.
Well, Tamara, you never know what your limits are until you try to exceed them.
Right.
And that's what you're talking about doing.
Exactly.
Boy, this is lining up just perfectly.
We're aligned.
All right. Anything else trending?
Not necessarily, no. Nothing's trending. And welcome back.
Well, that's good
enough.
It's
the new year. I haven't seen you in, what, two, 3 weeks?
Well, happy new year. Nice to see you, Odyssey champion.
Step your game up.
All right. Tamara Rush. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Doctor.
And coming up, we will have an extended opportunity to talk to Dr. Maroon about things that you can do to make your life better in 2026. Welcome to a new year. I know a lot of people want to be better at whatever they're doing, and one of those choices is to be healthier. And I thought there's no better individual I could ask to join us. In studio is Dr. Joseph Maroon. Doc, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
It's always my pleasure to be with you, Larry.
And to give, I could probably spend the rest of our time together just giving your resume. A neurosurgeon known around the world for your expertise in particular, minimally invasive brain and spine surgery, concussion management, sports medicine. You've been the neurosurgeon with the Pittsburgh Steelers, I can't believe, since 1981.
Correct.
And you were on the sidelines on Sunday night, too, so
I
you're
was,
still
and I,
there.
And I heard you say,
third down. Also, the Department of Neurological Surgery, as a clinical professor and vice chairman, we were talking about Denny Heindel, who's just been just a great friend of yours. And I actually met him when they recognized you at a special dinner. His scholarship in neuroscience that he funded. And then you're the medical director for the World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE.
Absolutely. It's a consultant with them now, Larry. Yes,
I've been but with you them. You actually started
the medical program.
Right, which is, I think it's important. I met you through the late Marty Lazzaro, who was a great friend, a brilliant attorney, and also an engineer degree. And he really, between him and you, credits you for brokering the peace, so to speak, between Vince McMahon and Bruno Sammartino. For 27 years, they didn't speak. And Bruno agreed to go into the WWE's Hall of Fame mainly because you became the medical director to ensure the health that you could with the wrestlers, which made perfect sense.
We changed the culture of the wrestling approach at that time, Larry, in terms of management of particularly head injuries, concussions, and the care of these really talented individuals during their career.
Yeah, I mean, they're great physical I mean, they spend, people don't realize how much time they spend being great athletes.
As well as actors, correct.
Right. It's a combination. But you're also part of the NFL's Traumatic Brain Injury Committee. And, of course, here we know the name Chuck Knoll, four-time Super Bowl champ, Hall of Fame coach for the Steelers. But named after him is this foundation where you're continuing the work to work on brain injuries and prevention.
Yeah, it's the Chuck Knoll Foundation, and it was started by Art Rooney to honor Coach Chuck Knoll, who really was the instigator behind a test called the Impact Test that Dr. Mark Lovell and I devised at the very strong urging of Coach Knoll, which is a computerized test now that is standard of care in the NFL and any contact sport in the United States and actually Europe and beyond. 25 million tests have been done. And this was at the prompting of Chuck Knoll to come up with something on when can an athlete return to play safely after a concussion. And it's really changed how concussions are managed and has preserved one of the most important things for an athlete is not to go back into a game if he or she has suffered a concussion. And by mandating returning to a baseline test, the numbers of brain injuries that have been prevented, I'm sure, have been very substantial because of Chuck Noll.
And as I understand it, he said, show me the proof. He wanted to know, how can we identify this with some medical process? He didn't want it just to be kind of shoot from the hip.
That's exactly right. So Dr. Mark Lovell is a brilliant neuropsychologist, and we came up with a test to measure the brain speed, how fast individuals process information, their memory, also their attention, and their ability to solve problems in a 15 to 20 minute baseline test. And all athletes now take this before contact, and if there is a concussion, they must return to their baseline as one of the primary things before they return to play.
Certainly, a lot of people think concussion, they think football, but many other sports, including soccer.
Soccer, hockey, and wrestling, and in girls, women, there's a increased incidence because of the flexibility of their cervical spine and how this impacts brain function when you're hit or fall, hit your head. So we're doing special studies funded by the Chuck Noll Foundation and together with a McGee Women's Hospital looking at why concussions are so significant and sometimes worse in women than in men.
That said, for those who have never experienced one, I don't know that I ever had a concussion, but I know many people who have. What would be a sign for you as an individual if you've experienced some kind of head trauma?
Following a traumatic head injury, whether you fall and hit your head or get hit with an elbow or a knee, it's a transient disturbance of neurological function. Okay, what does that mean? You get hit in the head, subsequently you're dizzy, you have headaches, you have nausea, you may have vestibular problems in terms of balance issues, memory issues, a post-concussion syndrome, it's called, where you have problems with memory and behavioral, acting out, mood, crying, tearful. These are all symptoms that need to be evaluated. And at the concussion clinic, which is headed by Mickey Collins at the University of Pittsburgh, and also the concussion clinic at AHN, they have specialists who are trained to administer the appropriate tests and also indicate the appropriate treatment, particularly not returning to contact sports once you've had a blow to the head like that.
And that said, you have come across and worked with a lot of young athletes, and it can be very traumatic. But as I understand, the protocols vary greatly on someone's ability to recover to the point where they can get back to play.
The majority of concussions, and even in the NFL, clear within 7 to 10, 14 days. And some, however, there's a small 5 to 10% of individuals who experience a concussion will have these prolonged symptoms of headache, inability to process information, a tearful mood, depression. These kinds of symptoms indicate what's called the post-concussion syndrome. And this really has to be managed by professionals and also time. And I've found over the course of many years that when these become intractable, hyperbaric oxygen therapy is a modality that is considered for a small subset of individuals that I've seen dramatically help individuals get back to normalcy.
In a perfect world, we might all just benefit, if we could, to hyperbaric chambers, right? I think even Jackson used to do it just to energize himself.
Well, it's becoming much more popular in one way, but really the scientific evidence behind it supports it in terms of it results in an anti-inflammatory effect. It increases new stem cells. It increases new blood vessel formation. So for patients with stroke, patients with traumatic brain injury, patients with long COVID, which is a terribly disabling factor, I've seen very dramatic responses in this. And I've gone through 60 chamber dives myself and actually wrote a paper on it and how it affects the brain and neuromodulates the biochemistry and physiology of the brain.
Well, you look 10 years younger since the last time I saw you. We're with Dr. Joseph Maroon, neurosurgeon. We got a lot more to talk about, Doc, and wanted to also the work that you've done with fish oils and resveratrol and all the other things that people can do on a daily basis. I love your quote, "I want to die young as late as possible." That's a great quote.
Still working on it there.
Yeah, I also want to ask you about your Ironman competitions over the years that have been, and climbing Mount Kilimanjaro and talking to us by a satellite phone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.